Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the way of the redeemed. That's the way of holiness that we walk in as we follow Jesus, who's the way, the truth, and the life. We consecrate, we dedicate ourselves unto the Lord, we separate ourselves from the things of this world, and we've made the decision that we are walking in line with God's Word. We're going to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed to rightly divide the Word of truth. We're going to be hearers and doers of the Word, giving earnest heed to the things that we've learned. We've made the decision. We're submitting to God. Have you done this? This is the way of the redeemed. You need to submit to God. Yield to Him. Humble yourself before His mighty hand. Cast every care upon the Lord. And learn to deny yourself. Deny the ways of the flesh. Put off that old man. Put on that new man. And guard your heart. And make the decision. I'm walking with the Lord. I will not have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. I'm going to reprove them. I will not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I'm purging myself from all iniquity. I'm swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And I'm bridling my tongue and speaking no evil of others. I make the decision. I'm following peace and holiness. I'm going to walk in love. No strife. No murmuring. I'm not going to be judgmental, critical, fault-finding. I'm laying aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. And praise God, I'm running the race with steadfastness, looking unto Jesus. And I'm striving against sin and I'm overcoming it because I'm keeping my body under and I'm casting down every imagination and I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I've repented and turned away from all the works of darkness, and I'm showing forth fruits of repentance because I am walking in the new ways of the Word of God. I'm forgetting the things that lie behind. I'm pressing forward to the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. I've confessed my sins. He is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. There's no condemnation or guilt because Jesus has forgiven me. Praise the Lord. And I forgive every person of all the things they've done. See, these are the things you need to be walking in. This is the way of the redeemed. Always forgive. I forgive every person who's wronged me or hurt me. I let go of everything that they've done. I love every person who's been an enemy against me. I bless those that curse me. I am praying for those that have done negative things against me and used me and persecuted me. I'm going to do good to those that hate me. See, this is the way of the redeemed. Now, we're going to continue with this today and talk about some of the things we talked in last broadcast and continue on. We need to seek first the kingdom of God. That's the rule and the reign of God. Once you understand the ways of the rule and the reign of God, and you start operating according to kingdom principles, and you start using your authority, because kings are to rule and reign. A kingdom is the position of ruling and reigning, and that's what God wants us to do. We're going to rule and reign in the Lord Jesus Christ. And why are we going to do that? We're going to do it by faith. We're going to walk by faith, not by sight. You've got to make the decision, I'm going to walk by faith. That is according to the way of the spiritual realm, and that is revealed by God's Word, which is the laws of the Spirit. You have a spirit of faith if you're born again, you got it when you got the Spirit of Christ. And because you have that spirit of faith, the way that thing works is I believe, therefore I speak. I'm going to believe the Word in my heart, and I'm going to speak it forth with my mouth. The Bible says that if we will confess Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart, God's raised Him from the dead will be saved. Because with the heart man believes unto his righteousness, all his rights and privileges, and with the mouth confession is made unto our salvation. Now we're going to focus on the things that are unseen, because that's what's controlling the seen realm. We're not going to take aim at the things that are seen. We're taking aim at the things that are not seen, because we know that is what is controlling what is going on in this natural world that we're living in. And this is where we were when we left off in the last broadcast. Now, this walking by faith necessitates that we're going to keep our eyes upon the Lord and be speaking His Word. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Profession means confession, and that means to say the same thing. We need to say the same thing that God says. We need to speak just like what the way He spoke and what the way Jesus spoke. Jesus now is in heaven. He is a great high priest. He is seated at the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, and He is at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. And it says now that we are to hold fast our confession. We're to hold fast to confessing the Word of God. Why? Because that confession of the Word is releasing our faith. Our faith being released is what's going to bring into manifestation the promises of God, because we need to come into the presence of God through prayer to receive the blessings of God. The Bible says in verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. And we have the way into the holiest is open to us now, all of us now, because we've been made the righteousness of God. We can stand before God without any sense of fear or inferiority. We have been made righteous. We were a sinner, now we're saved by grace. You're not a sinner anymore, that's a nature. You've been made the righteousness of God. You're right with Him. And praise God, when you confess your sin, you're cleansed from the effect of sin's unrighteousness, so that you'll be in right fellowship with Him. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain, that word is lambano, meaning to take hold of mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. The mercy of God, they're new every morning. They're available for you. You got to come and take hold of it. That's the love of God in action towards you. And find grace. That's God's favor towards you to help you in time of need. And so this is what we do in through praying, the prayer of faith, to take hold of the mercy of God, holding fast our confession of our faith. Praise God. Now, it's important, if you're going to walk by faith, you can't let the devil come in and get you into doubt or unbelief. In Hebrews chapter 3, the Bible says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. You know, I see a lot of Christians draw back in unbelief because they don't see a promise come to pass when they thought it should come to pass, or how they thought it should work out in their life. Or maybe for some reason or another, because of a lack of knowledge or a lack of understanding the ways of faith, they didn't see something come to pass that they were supposedly believing God for. I tell you, God doesn't mess things up. God performs His Word. He watches over His Word to perform it. If He said it, He's going to do it. The problem never lies with God. The problem is that we need the knowledge of God, the understanding of His ways, so that in walking by faith and doing what His Word says, so that we can release the power of God to bring these blessings into being in our life. So the problem is, we need to get more knowledge, we need to get understanding, and we need to be hearers and doers of the Word. God is not the problem. And really, the devil's not the problem in a sense, even though he's the hinderer, because God's given you authority. Once you understand God's ways, you can take authority over the devil. You can bind him. You can loose or untie his hold. You can cast him out. You can cast him down. You can speak to any mountains that he has that come against you, and you can see them be removed, because God has given us authority over all of the power of the enemy. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. God's given you the victory. And He wants you to start using your authority and drive them out of every area of your life. Don't draw back in unbelief. He says, take heed, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Unbelief is sin, and it'll cause a hardening of your heart. Don't let it get a hold of you. The Bible says we're made partakers of Christ if we'll hold fast the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And that is shown as you are confessing God's Word. You know, those people couldn't enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. Don't follow after that same example. You are to stay in faith at all times and believe. You're a believer, not a doubter. Don't let that happen. Another thing that's important for you to eliminate is don't let yourself fall into discouragement. That's the devil coming at you. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 1:21, fear not, neither be discouraged. Don't let yourself be discouraged. That's the devil coming at you. The Bible says, be strong and of a good courage. Mark 11:23 says that you're to say unto your mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. And if you don't doubt or differ in your heart that what you've been saying, then you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. Praise God, that's the way faith works. It can move your mountain, and you speak forth against it. What do? You tell it to leave. Don't ask God to get rid of the mountain for you. He gave you the authority. He told you to speak to the mountain in the name of Jesus with your faith, and that mountain shall be removed. Praise God. Now, if the enemy comes at you and tries to get you to waver, God says you should not be letting that wavering come at you. You need to be single-minded upon the Word. Whenever we do anything, we do it in faith, nothing wavering. The guy who wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he can receive or take hold of anything of the Lord, because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The way of the redeemed is not double-mindedness. The way of the redeemed is being single-minded on the Word of God and holding fast our confidence. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. You have need of patience or steadfastness, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You see, as you start speaking God's word in relation to your faith's working. And the enemy then will try to come against you in the area of your mind. This is where patience or steadfastness. Patience is the patience of hope. Hope is the anchor of your soul, keeping your soul realm, mind, will, and emotions in line with the Word of God. And if you'll stay steadfast, then you will see the promise. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, he says, my soul, God's soul, shall have no pleasure in that person. We're not those who draw back. Instead, we're going to be the ones who believe to bring forth the promise to the saving of the soul and to see God bring forth His promises in our life. Another important thing is we need to learn to trust in the Lord. The way of the redeemed is a way of trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He shall direct thy paths. What are some of the things that you need to see the Lord direct you in? Start trusting in the Lord. Start acknowledging that He is the one leading and guiding you. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. There's a way for you to walk in. This way that we've been outlining is the way of the Word of God. It is going to lead you in the paths of victory, and God wants you to commit to walk in this way. We're going to talk more on this on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. Be a doer of the Word. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.